You're listening to Rock at Night. Rock at Night.
Welcome to the Rock and Night podcast. You are with Tampa Earl, and today we're joined by a young lady who absolutely wowed the crowd here in Tampa when she came through with her band. She was one of the opening acts for The Haunt and World's First Cinema. This is Chez out of Australia. Chez, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Tampa Earl. I can't complain. I'm in Chicago right now, and it is snowing, so that's fun. But
Well,
I'm inside the car, so.
we've got to get you out of the snow. I mean, you were down here
We
in
do.
Tampa when it was like 85 in the evening, so the snow is probably a little bit of a shock for you.
It has been a shock to the system. We're currently en route to Florida now. We're making our way because we're going to Vans Warped Tour to check out World's First Cinema. And yeah, I'm excited to get in the sun again.
Well, you know, today it wouldn't be that good. It's only 50 degrees here. So,
Oh, really? Oh, damn it.
well,
Hopefully we bring some heat.
by the weekend, you'll be fine. But now you
Beautiful.
come from Australia.
I
what
do.
is the rock scene like there? I mean, we've got a great history of rock artists, you know, with AC/DC, Midnight Oil, Amon and the Sniffers. You've got a great history of rock artists there. Is that how you got into things there in Australia?
It's so funny, actually. Yeah, we do. A lot of people that I've spoken to on this tour have said, like, what is in the water in Australia? There's so many amazing acts coming out of it. So I'm very, very proud to come from there as well. Yeah, it was different for me. I kind of grew up listening to, like, it's strange, but R&B and pop music heavily, like Destiny's Child, Beyonce, Christina Aguilera, and all of that stuff. And I got into rock because I started going to a music school back home. It was like an after school music thing where we would go for vocal lessons and do band sessions and all that type of stuff. And that's where I started playing rock music and listening to rock music and started gigging and doing all that type of stuff. So that's how I got into it. It was all really cover based and learning AC/DC, you know. So that's where it kind of all really started. And yeah, it's just so funny because the juxtaposition is that I don't really listen to rock music, but it's what I've grown up like playing in bands is so natural to me. And the feeling of playing rock music on stage is like, oh, there's no greater feeling.
Well, it is also very indicative of how rock and roll does bring in people from across the spectrum. As you said, you
Sure
were more
does.
of a pop-oriented person, but you found your voice with rock and roll.
Really did, definitely. And this project has been so fun. I was in a band previously before the Chez project started. That was from 2014 to 2021. So the shift of like becoming a solo artist was so difficult for me because I've grown up in bands my entire life. I love the dynamic of a band. If you put me on stage by myself, I would feel so out of place. Like I just need my guys with me. And yeah, it's been so much fun on this tour as well, like bringing them along, supporting the Haunt. And yeah, I feel very, very freaking lucky to be here.
Yeah. Well, is this your first trip to the United States?
It's the first tour. Yeah, I've been to California before. I've done a bunch of writing sessions over there with some very, very talented people, and now that I can call dear friends as well. But yeah, this is the first time touring and playing shows around America, and also first trip to the East Coast. Never done East Coast before either.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty cool then. We got to see you on your first time around. One of the things I wanted to talk about is the new tune that you have out, Reaper. This is a song that it sounds like it's really something that comes from somewhere deep inside you.
Yeah, it sure does. That was actually a very therapeutic session for sure. We wrote that in 2022, I want to say. So that was fresh, like the Chess project started in 2022. And like I said, transitioning out of the band into a solo project was super duper scary. Trying to find my voice and my sound, I guess. I was surrounding myself with people who kind of made me dim my light. So they can shine brighter. They kind of like suffocated me a little bit. And I'm a chronic people pleaser and I definitely hate conflict. So I would always like be a shell of myself around these people because I don't want to cause any harm. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to defend myself or stick up for myself in case it makes them feel uncomfortable. So yeah, it's been a battle and I've struggled with that my whole life. I've struggled with finding my voice. And I think Reaper was definitely needed because I've struggled to find the words to say everything that I've been feeling. And luckily enough, it was actually in LA where we wrote it. I had a session with a producer called Jake Magnus. He's worked on MGK. His list is friggin' crazy, the amount of talented artists he's worked with. So it was just bloody privilege to work alongside him. And Reese, actually, who's wears so many hats for me, my manager, co-writer, producer, everything. I wrote it with those two. And
Wow.
yeah, it's also scary being vulnerable with people as well. Like writing sessions are terrifying, like to just expose yourself to people like that you don't really know. But Jake was awesome and just making me feel so comfortable. And I write with Reese all the time. So yeah, it was a needed song and I'm so glad it's out. And being vulnerable has been terrifying, but seeing so many people relate to it and say, thank you for helping me. This song has changed, like made me feel stronger. Oh God, that's been the best feeling ever, definitely.
It's always a great feeling when you're able to touch somebody, a listener or a reader or somebody. That's always a big thing. Let's take a listen to that song right now. This is Chez, and it is Reaper here on Rocket Knight Podcast.
To hell.
Welcome back to the Rocket Knight podcast. Tampa Earl hanging out with you, and we've got Chez with us. She is currently crisscrossing the United States on her first tour of our fine country. Hopefully we've treated you well.
You definitely have. It's been such a surreal experience, and I cannot wait to come back. It's not even over. We've just finished the East Coast run. We've got the West Coast run to go, but I want to come back already.
Oh, cool. That's excellent. But what are some of the dates that are coming up there on the West Coast? For those of you who missed Chez with her band here in Tampa, too bad. Sorry. but the West Coast, the West Coast is now up for play. So where are you going to be on the West Coast?
Oh, gosh, we're doing a bunch. We're starting in Texas. We start December. So the 5th, 6th, 7th, we're doing Texas. I think it's Austin, Dallas, and I don't know anything. What one was that? Houston. I've got the boys in the car. They fact check me, so it's good. But, yeah, we're doing a bunch. LA, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle. Yeah, I'm excited.
Is that going to take you through the end of the year, into 2026?
Sure, no, we finish on the last show's 21st of December in Seattle, and then we jet back home to Australia. We land on Christmas Eve, so we just make it just in time for Christmas with our families.
That's always nice. Now a lot of people don't realize just how difficult it is for bands from outside of the country, outside of the U.S., to come here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to put in for visas and everything like this, and that costs money. So, you know, it's really important that people, you know, support bands from outside of the country, because you guys don't come here, you know, for free. You've got to pay thousands of dollars for those visas to get in.
Yeah, definitely. It was an experience. It also takes forever to get them as well, and so much paperwork and so much back and forth. It's definitely an experience, but it's been worth it so far. Definitely, this has been one of the funnest and most rewarding tours I've been on so far. So it was worth every penny for sure.
Well, that's good. Now, one thing I wanted to ask is, right up to this point, you've done pretty much just singles. Is there going to be full-fledged album in the works? Is there going to be something that, you know, people can run to Amazon and get or something like that?
And sink their teeth into? Definitely. Definitely. That's my biggest goal, is to do an album. But because it's my first one, I naturally want it to be as perfect as possible. And I know that can be a demon killer sometimes. But it would mean so much to me to have it perfect and as perfect as possible. But yes, it's definitely a goal of mine. I think releasing singles has been fun because I've been able to experience my sound, find my voice, see what people are kind of vibing with. So yeah, it's been a fun, like, experimental. But yes, an album will definitely come. I just want time to be right, because I want to be able to give my authentic self to the people that want to listen to it. And right now I still think I'm building, and that's important, and I still want people to be part of that journey, because this is an exciting part as well, building and finding who Chez is, essentially.
Well, if you think you're still building, you got some great stuff that's coming in the future. So, because just to look at I think you've got like 8 or 9 singles out there. So, I mean, just that body of work alone is something that is highly impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been a big 3 years for me. But yeah, I've worked with some incredible people. I couldn't do it without my team. They make it possible. Otherwise, those singles definitely wouldn't be out there. It's all thanks to them. So yeah, it's been a great 3 years, and I'm excited to see what else comes of it.
Well, no doubt. Now, if you want more information about Chez, you can go to her website, Chez World, and that's CHEZWXRLD.com. I knew it was Chez World, but you know, I say that and somebody's gonna go World, WXRLD .com. You can find everything about Chez there, her music, where she's going to be here on the upcoming part of the West Coast part of the tour. And that's where you will find all new information when she gets ready to release a new song, which it's coming soon. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for that. Chez, we thank you for bringing your talents over here to the States. And we look forward to hearing more out of you, and see, for those of you people on the West Coast, you're in for a treat if you get to see her.
Oh, thank you so much, Tampa. Oh, you're the best. This has been so much fun. And I'm very, very, very lucky and grateful and just excited to be here. And I can't wait for the West Coast.
It's wrong, but it feels so right. My hands entwined with a little vice. Caught my eye, gonna give the green light. Mama sat me down, said you better think twice. What we did last summer, everyone's talking about what we did last summer. Summer's so hot, it don't cool me down. Burning up might as well be hell.
Maybe I should think about
it. I just wanna soak up for 3 hours. Yeah, I don't wanna blink. Nah, 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 nah. proud what we did last summer. Everyone's talking about what we did last summer. Faking niceties, acting fine, cause honestly, I'm really not fucking fine. Is anyone ever fine? I'm done drinking just to be a little cooler socially. I'm really not fucking cool, and I don't think you're cool. When you talk about yourself till it turns sour, you've been going on like this for hours. Maybe we shouldn't hang out anymore. I just wanna say.
You're listening to Rock at Night.